What were the biggest challenges you faced starting this website?
Well, when I first started, I didn't know anything about computers, and I mean nothing about computers. I took a course, Teachers in Technology, and I remember the first day of class, without a doubt, I knew the least of anybody in there. They were saying all these terms, and I didn't know what the terms meant. I had never owned a computer before, and I almost dropped out, actually. I was just like, I can't do this. This is way over my head. So I ended up buying a little dictionary, and then I, you know, struggled through the course, but then I learned the technology. So initially, that was the hardest part. Since then, I would say the technical stuff is probably the easiest thing. So it's kind of funny how it's switched.
What's been most rewarding for you doing this project?
Probably two things. One would be just the people that I've met. So when I first started, I had no idea that I was going to meet all these people from around the world. And it's really easy to get people to come in and do interviews. If I meet somebody from another country, I can just give them a business card and say, I run this website, it's free. Would you be willing to come in and do interviews? And then they see the website and they agree. So I've made a lot of friends, I would say, from people around the world. And also, there's been a lot of students that have written me from around the world to thank me for the website. And that's always really nice and rewarding.
Where do you see the website going?
That's a good question. So I think right now we're trying to change. I say we, by the way, because I have a partner, Joel Carta. Joel was actually with me in the first class. We took the class together, the technology class. That's how we became friends. And he's been involved on and off since the beginning, and he's been involved very actively for the last 3 years, I think. So we're trying to change the website to do more different types of interviews and to continually make it better, maybe to do more situation type stuff and maybe debates and things like that. But actually, the biggest thing is we're going to try to focus on quality, because when the website first started, I made a decision at that time to worry about quantity, not quality, because I teach full-time. I've always taught full-time, and I never really had that much time to worry about editing and proofreading and things like that. And people have been pretty lenient, but I know that there's a lot of typos and things like that. So the biggest thing right now is to improve the quality of the website, and then to also branch out and do, you know, always push new media types and new types of activities and things like that.